Well, you know, this is what we always like to have Advocate Trinity with, speaking of health care, of course, and the 3:30 Focus, and we are pleased to have on our live line from Advocate Trinity, Dr. David Schifrin, who is a plastic surgeon. How are you, doctor?
I'm doing great, Cliff. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it. Plastic surgery. That's something that a lot of people think of, doctor, is just something that is, in most instances, not necessary but cosmetic. Is that a true statement or not?
Yeah, I mean, cosmetic surgery is an elective surgery. It's not medically necessary. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things as plastic surgeons that we do that are medically necessary, including breast reconstruction surgery, mm-hmm. and breast reductions, different types of wounds, and treating different types of complex reconstructions after cancer. But cosmetic surgery is not medically necessary.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking of when we were thinking about reconstructive surgery, doctor. The first thing I thought of was breast reconstruction, because I know a lot of women who have had breasts removed and so forth have that done. Is that correct?
Yeah. We do quite a bit of it over at Trinity, and I perform a lot of breast reconstruction. As a society, the Plastic Surgery Society, does a lot of breast reconstruction. In general, nowadays, women are contracting or suffering from breast cancer at a rate of between 1 in 8 and 1 in 10, which is a really high percentage of our population, and of those women, about 33% elect to have breast reconstruction surgery.
Now, I'm sorry, what percentage?
About a third, 33%.
About a third,
and they don't, and they actually don't know if it's because women are just not educated, that they know that they have this option to have their breast reconstructed.
You say they have the option. Is that covered by health insurance?
Yes, it is. There's a federal law that all breast reconstruction surgery, including surgery on the opposite breast, is covered by health insurance.
Oh, that's great. I didn't know that. Okay, that's fine. Well, that is very interesting. What about women, Dr. Schifrin, who have, as you just already pointed out, breast reduction surgery?
Yeah, now breast reduction surgery is a little bit different. It depends on the amount of tissue that needs to be removed and the individual patient's health care carrier. They each have their own requirements that specify if it is medically necessary or if it's considered cosmetic in nature.
All right. Now, can a situation be that the patient's breasts are so large that it could be a health problem?
Yeah, a lot of times very large breasts cause symptoms like back pain, neck pain, bra strap, shoulder grooving, rashes underneath the breast that need to be addressed and are really improved by breast reduction surgery, removing the breast tissue, repositioning the breast in its natural position on the chest wall.
And would that be covered by insurance normally? I presume if it's not. Well, maybe. Is there a difference, Dr. Schifrin, if it's cosmetic or if you, for instance, or someone says, for the health of the patient, this reduction is advised?
Yeah, like I alluded to earlier, each individual insurance company has their own requirements. But by and large, if you have a large breast and you are suffering from some of those symptoms that I mentioned before, most of the time the insurance companies will cover it because it is considered medically necessary.
Okay, that's good.
Hey, Cliff, you know, this is my, I'm not sure if you remember, but this is my third time on the show, and I was just wondering if we were going to have some time maybe later to take some calls from some of the audience members.
Well, certainly. The doctor wants to take calls, so all of you, 591-1690, we'll be happy to listen to.
Yeah, and I think, I really enjoy coming on your show. I think it's an outstanding show, and I'd love to, you know, answer any questions that anybody has regarding really any plastic surgery, both reconstructive and or cosmetic.
Great.
Any nature, so.
Now, you mentioned, Doctor, the Plastic Surgery Society. I'm sure they keep all of the the figures and statistics. What is the most plastic surgery done?
What's the most? That's a great question. You know, it changes year to year. Mm-hmm. I know 3 years ago, it was the most common cosmetic surgery procedure performed was liposuction. I know that this year or last year's numbers, one of them we saw a resurgence in facelifting and nose surgery, rhinoplasties, and I think it's just dependent on the population. As far as reconstructive surgery, breast reconstruction is always very common and popular surgery, and hand surgery, which plastic surgeons perform as well, is very common.
Hand surgery?
Yeah, hand surgery. A lot of plastic surgeons are trained. Well, we're all trained to do hand surgery. Some plastic surgeons completely specialize and do hand surgery only during their career.
Give me an idea as to why. Is that because of an accident or something? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, traumatic hand surgery, like from an accident, or sometimes people have carpal tunnel syndrome, or they could have a trigger finger, or they could have, like a cancer on their hand that needs to be taken care of. Those are all different types of hand surgery.
We're going to take some calls for the doctor. We're always pleased to have him on. I want to just ask one more question quickly before we go to John. Liposuction. That you hear a lot about that. So you say that is one of the things that you get a lot of demand for that.
Yes.
Which is a lot of people think, I know people who have talked about it, Dr. Shiffrin, we have to send them to you. They feel that, I'd love to have that, but I'm scared.
Yeah, I mean, it's like any other surgical procedure. It's always very important to make sure that you have your surgery performed in a safe environment. Certainly, with anesthesiologists present who can administer appropriate anesthesia care. Common sense a lot of times really helps. If it's something that doesn't seem like it's right, if you're going to have a procedure done in somebody's office by the doctor doing everything, if you feel something's off, then it probably is off.
I got you. So you got to be careful. Absolutely. Let's take a call for Dr. David Shiffrin. We're happy to have him back. And let's go to Mike. Mike, hi, from the South Side. You're on the Talk of Chicago with Dr. Shiffrin.
This is Mike. I see a lot of advertisements for the surgical mesh, M-E-S-H, as far as, attorneys saying, call us, whatever. And I was wondering about a doctor being a plastic surgeon. Would that be something that he would know about?
Yeah, I'm not even sure. That's a good question. Did you hear that, Dr. Shiffrin?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. So surgical mesh is something that is used most of the time by general surgeons to repair hernias, which are weaknesses in our stomach wall, our abdominal wall, where our internal organs can then sort of push out, and it can cause medical problems and injuries to those internal organs. So general surgeons will do a hernia repair, and a lot of times they'll place mesh during their surgical procedure to reinforce that area so that it doesn't push out again. So that's basically how mesh is used in the surgical world. Now, where the lawyers get involved with it is, mesh at different times, it's a foreign body, so like any foreign body, it can become infected. And if it becomes infected, it can lead to, longer surgical recoveries, need for multiple surgeries, a complicated course. And anytime there is a complicated course involved, regardless of if it's anybody's fault, there are people out there, specifically lawyers, who are interested in litigating because that's how they make their money. So
and the class action. That's why Mike, you see it all over the news. They want people to call the number and become part of the class. But that has nothing to do, doctor, with plastic surgery, right?
No, that's just
totally different.
General surgery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mike.
Thank you. I'm going to enjoy the show.
Thank you so much. Bye. Appreciate your call. We are pleased to have back with us Dr. David Shiffrin, plastic surgeon, and he's talking about reconstructive surgery. He's with Advocate Trinity. And let's take another call for the doctor. 591-1690 is our number. Shalonda is with us from the West Side. Hi, Shalonda.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you today?
Okay, good. I'm a cancer survivor. I don't really want to, you know, just go away. I had, like, cancer, but he kind of answered the question because I do have to have surgery regarding hernia. And my stomach, as he said, on one side, it does stick out. I don't like how it looks. And I'm wondering, after I do it, can they, you know, do reconstruction surgery after the surgery? I mean, after I have the surgery for my hernia. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Yolanda. Did you get the question, Doc?
I did.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if she had, if the caller had had her breast reconstruction already, and if they had performed something called a tram flap, which uses the skin, the fat, and the muscle in the abdomen to reconstruct the breast.
Shalonda, are you still there? Maybe she's not. I don't know. I'm not sure. Shalonda?
No. Hello?
Yeah. Did you hear the...
Oh, I thought I was off the air.
No. The doctor asked you a question.
No, I didn't have breast surgery, but I don't like how my stomach... I had one surgery years ago, and then they had to go back again. So I just wondered if...
What was the operation on? It wasn't on your breast?
No.
Okay.
I didn't have breast cancer.
You did not have... What cancer did you have?
I don't want to disclose that.
Okay. I got you.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Shalonda.
All right.
Yeah, we were both presuming, and she doesn't want to say that for whatever reason, so...
Okay, well, I can try and answer it to the best of my ability with, you know, with the information she gave us.
Mm-hmm.
If she had underwent a tram flap, which is using the skin, the fat, and the muscle from the abdomen to remake the breasts, a lot of times we will see a little bit of an outpouching or a bulge in the lower part of the abdomen. And if that's the case, the plastic surgeon or general surgeon can go back and place a mesh in there to try and reduce that hernia and keep it nice and tight.
All right. Let's take another call for Dr. Schaefer. And Mike's with us. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Yeah, hi. Can I get breasts transplanted to my wife's back so I can hug them, too?
Say that again?
Can I get breasts transplanted on my wife's back so I can hug them, too?
Oh, jeez. Wow. All right, we're talking about a very serious situation here, and the guy wants to play a joke. Okay, that's tell us, Doctor, what? How can people contact you? That's important.
Find me at. I have offices at both Trinity Hospital and at Christ. I also have a private practice cosmetic office.
Okay.
In Chicago Ridge. So the easiest way to find me would be to go online.
Mm-hmm.
To the Advocate website, and you can just look me up by my name, and the information is there.
Dr. David Schifrin. Okay, very
simple. And the phone, you want me to give the phone number?
Yeah, please. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the number for the Christ office is 708-684-4198, and the Trinity office would be 773-967-4130, and then my third office, where I do most of my cosmetic surgery, the number over there is 708-229-2139.
Okay. At Christ, 708-684-4198, and of course Trinity is 773-967-4130, and your office, private office, is 708-229-2139.
That's exactly right.
Okay, very good. And before we let you go, I want to talk about something that I thought would be what we would hear most about, and that's facelifting.
Sure.
Now, is there anything, Dr. Schifrin, about facelifting that's other than cosmetic? Well, yeah, I guess there would be, obviously. Well, I'm not sure. If someone's in an accident and then has some sort of facial disfigurement, is that the same as a facelift, or is that something different?
Yeah, that's usually different.
Patients, that's what I thought, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, patients who are involved in an accident or a trauma a lot of times have to have the facial bones reconstructed with plates and screws,
mm-hmm.
and plastic surgeons do that.
Mm-hmm.
Facelift is, you know, a cosmetic procedure that,
right.
helps reduce the signs of aging and, you know, tries to restore basically, you know, a youthful appearance to the face.
Yeah, so when we say facelift, Dr. Schifrin, that means cosmetic surgery.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Whereas, obviously, you can do a lot of plastic surgery on people in accidents and so forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What do people come in on about scars, for instance? So maybe a scar from years ago, and some folks say, "Hey, I want to." Is that plastic surgery also?
Yeah, scar revision surgery, mm-hmm. absolutely. And depending on, once again, on your insurance carrier, some of it is covered by insurance, and sometimes it's considered a cosmetic.
Cosmetic, right? Okay. Well, you're a wonderful guest. We're happy to have you back. We'll be looking for your next appearance for us, okay?
Okay. Hey, thanks, Cliff.
Have a great day, and thanks a lot, Dr. Schifrin.
Okay, take care.
All right, sir.
Bye.
So, are you up for a little visualization?
Imagine firsthand news at your fingertips. A world of information with just a click of the mouse. Links, pictures, and live.